good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up at 11:33 after the news, Linda and Nikki will be here from the Waukesha County Historical Society. And we're going to talk about an event that is an annual event. It's Rally Around the Markers. And so all the historical markers that are placed all around the county.
Yeah.
And it's a tour to kind of take you around and get you to explore and learn a little bit more about where you live. Or if you don't live in Waukesha County, you can certainly do it anyway and find out all the historical important things.
I love it.
We do. We love stuff like that on our show. So that is coming up at 11:33. We just had Luke Mathers on in the prior half hour talking about all the best people.
Nothing but
the best people in the first Trump administration and apparently in the what will be the second Trump administration. And as just a little reminder, as he's not going away, at least not now, J.D. Vance still trying to back away from things he said, and it just isn't working.
No.
It just isn't working. Gavin, let's play that clip of J.D. Vance and the scourge of the childless cat ladies.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it?
That's ruffled a couple claws.
Yeah.
Women aren't necessarily happy about that.
No. He's had to, what's that called? Oh, he's had to walk that back.
Jennifer Aniston came out against him because she struggled. She had reproductive struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And did he apologize to her? Did he empathize with her journey? No, he just doubled down.
No.
And attacked her.
They never will apologize or double. They'll never, like, they'll just always, always come back stronger.
J.D. Vance is not alone in this attitude about childless cat women. Arizona Republican congressional candidate Blake Masters, who is running this year in Arizona, in 2021, he criticized women who have cats but who are not married and do not have children, calling them sick and demented. This is obviously bad. There's something very dysfunctional about that. I think it's a sick kind of cope. They try to brag about this. This is Arizona's Blake Masters, who has been endorsed by Donald Trump in Arizona. You see, the cat ladies just kind of say, oh, I don't want to be married. Marriage is a construct of the patriarchy, right? I don't want to have children. Why would you have children? Having children is bad for the environment, and that's demented. Masters says what's really sad is what's behind the ideology he believes is leading people to choose not to get married or have children. How is this the new normal, he asks? One word, progressivism.
Is that a word? Progressivism?
I think so.
That sounds like a not word. But still, I mean,
I have friends who are single and who have never married.
Yeah.
It's not like they didn't ever want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't find the right person.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the same is true for men who may have wanted to get married and never met the right person and didn't feel like settling.
Well, I also have another example of my sister-in-law and her longtime partner who've been together for 20 years. They're not married. They don't want to get married. They don't feel the need to get married because they share a home, they share a life, they share finances, and for them, that's great.
Works.
That works. They do have a cat, though, so that is gross. And I came across another clip of J.D. Vance. This one casting a wider net, not just for cat ladies, but just for childless people
in general.
In general, can you play that clip, Calvin?
Right, there's just these basic cadences of life that I think are really powerful and really, really valuable when you have kids in your life. And the fact that so many people, especially in America's leadership class, just don't have that in their lives, you know, I worry that it makes people more sociopathic and ultimately our whole country a little bit less less mentally stable. And of course, you talk about going on Twitter. Final point I'll make is you go on Twitter and almost always the people who are most deranged and most psychotic are people who don't have kids at home.
How do you know that?
First of all, you don't know what sociopathy means. You don't have any clue. That's not something that you get and develop and one day you have it. You're like, you are born with that. That happens. Like that is that's wired into you. First of all. Second of all, just everybody who's a sociopath or has caused death and destruction, just childless.
Well, and right. And how does he know? Is there something in Twitter profiles that set where we have to identify if we're married or unmarried or child free?
I don't think so. No.
So how can you tell by people's comments on Twitter that they don't have children? Where's the identifier there?
Just like Mike Johnson with, you know, voting thieves, it's an innate thing. They feel
they
it.
Know it. They know it. They know it inside.
It's right here in their hearts.
They feel it with all their feelings. Yes,
100% feels.
Blake Masters, again, running for office in Arizona, endorsed by Donald Trump. He has defended J.D. Vance's attack on Kamala Harris for being childless, suggesting it's not possible for political leaders to relate to people with families if they do not have biological children of their own. Tom from L.A. is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jane. First off, does this weirdo, lizard brain person, does he think because he uses the word be it this or be it that, that that somehow makes him sound more intelligent?
I would buy that.
What an elite. Also, I hope that we do shows in the future just about how dangerous it is to vote third party. If you're in a place like California and you want to do a protest vote, that's fine because it's not such a close election. But really and truly in Wisconsin, people, if you want Project 2025 and you're doing a protest vote to vote for a Stein or whoever it is that you want to vote for, who I call Jill in the box. She shows up about every 4 years.
Yep.
Pops out of her box. Please, just for the love of the country, do not vote third party. Vote either for Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, but don't do this thing in between because it's only going to end up being a vote for Donald Trump.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Tom. A third party vote is voting for Donald Trump. It just is. And yeah, Jill Stein and Bob Kennedy Jr., who I don't think is going to last. I think he's gonna pull out soon and he'll endorse Trump. He's angling for a spot in the Trump administration.
Boy, the Kennedy family. I know they disowned him or they told him to stop really, you know, cashing on the name, but man, what a turn.
Texter coming in. Trump's nephew Fred was on The View this morning, and all I can say is it is must see TV.
Yeah.
He's got a book coming out.
Oh, great.
About what his uncle Don was like.
Good or bad? I don't
know.
It's
not good.
Oh, really?
No, okay. It's not good.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be like, oh, yay. But like, you never know which Trump supports a Trump and which.
Yeah, truly. Know. Truly. Yeah. Mike from Spring Green is on the line. Good morning, Mike. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hi. Well, just real quickly, the guy that you were just playing the recordings talking about Twitter. If I recall correctly, Trump was on Twitter like multiple times a day. So does that group him with that group of sickos that he was talking about?
I think I'm confused.
I am too. I was not in the room at the moment when you played that. So,
Mike, can you clarify that for me?
Yeah, all the sociopaths and everything on Twitter.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing too. Like, that's. When he was president, commander-in-chief, the most powerful man in the world, he would be tweeting multiple times at night, like 2 in the morning, of just gobbledygook. Like,
and he's doing it on Truth Social now.
But tell me more about how President Biden is not all there in the head.
And how Kamala Harris is a ding-dong.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate you checking in. Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. You know, I really wish somebody can ask those people a simple question. If you think that, if you know, if you feel like that childless females cannot make a decision, any decision, then for a country, then how are you making a decision as a man for abortion?
Don't worry about that, Karina. The men have it fine. We're just fine. Why?
Oh, because they know, every man, Karina, knows more about a woman's reproductive system than a woman does.
Did you get that, Calvin? Did you record that? Put that out to the world. She said it. She's a woman.
Every man knows more about women's reproductive systems than us silly uterus owners do, Karina.
Right. And especially about abortion and the child delivery.
Yeah.
That's an experience.
Hey, we have a Wisconsin lawmaker who's a veterinarian.
Dr. Joel Kitchens.
Dr. Kitchens. He's a vet.
He knows more about it than us.
He knows all about mammals, reproductive systems. Women are mammals. Therefore, he's an OBGYN.
As a side note, could you imagine Dr. Joel Kitchens talking about that and either Dr. Lyerly or Dr. Hanks being in the room while it was happening?
Would love to hear that conversation.
I would pay money to Planned Parenthood just to be in the room.
We can make a reach. We can invite him on and have him come on with Dr. Lyerly. I think that would be a very interesting conversation.
I agree.
Thank you, Karina. Really appreciate it. Thank you, as always, for listening. All right. Short break coming up. When we return, Elon, that bastion of free speech. Well, a couple exceptions.
Yeah.
Just a few. We'll kick that around when we return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We got some baseball action tonight. The Brewers are hosting the Braves. The broadcast starts at 6:35, and you can listen to the entire game on News from the Center, WRCE. In Richland Center or 98Q Country, WCQM in Park Falls, 98.3 FM. Brewers tonight hosting the Braves. The game starts at 6:35. After the 11:30 news, two members of the Waukesha County Historical Society are going to join us to talk about Rally Around the Markers. We are going to learn all about Waukesha County and some of the important historical sites that you can visit and just learn a lot of stuff. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wanted to come back with Elmo. I'm sorry, Elon.
Took me a long time to make that distinction when you would say Elmo, that you were talking about Elon.
Elon Musk, of course, the owner of Twitter. I will never call it the other thing ever.
Don't forget he also owns cars and space.
Oh, that's right. He owns space. I forgot. Elon claims that Twitter is all about free speech. He doesn't want to censor anybody. So people can say horrible, horrible things. And that's just fine because it's free speech. And Elon is all about free speech, except when it's something that he doesn't like.
Yeah. Oh.
It's interesting. It's funny how that works.
Yeah. He's all about freedom until...
Yeah, I don't like that thing. Take that down.
No, and we have a very fresh example of that.
We do. If you did not hear this, there was a big phone. What are they calling these?
Zoom call. It was a Zoom call.
It's a Zoom call. It was a massive Zoom call organized by White Dudes for Harris.
Yeah. Yeah. The group is called Dudes. You can find, well, yes, you can find them on Twitter at Dudes, number 4, Harris. This was a call that was set up to focus their attention on white guys.
And organizing.
Organizing and getting them in front of information, answering questions. You know, really just, I mean, this is a historic event. And white dudes, I'm one of them, can be scared, nervous, flat out turned off from the idea of something that doesn't look like us. And when you're asking people to vote for a woman who is not just a black woman, but she's also of Indian descent as well, there can be questions. So they organized this call. And 190,000 people were on the call.
That's huge.
That is besting the white women for Harris,
which was really big.
160,000.
Wow.
They raised $4 million. The women, the white women for Harris raised, what did they say? $8.5 million. They've done similar calls with black women, black men, Latino women, Latino men, raising money, but more raising awareness. I don't want to make it all about the money. It's an election. They're raising money.
Of course they are.
But this is about raising awareness because we are less than 100 days, I think.
Yes, less than 100 days.
And there's a lot of work to be done, and people have questions, and people get nervous. Even though there's a lot of excitement for Kamala, they want to make sure that everyone's voices are heard. And just and there can be sometimes white guys who think, well, if it's a woman or a black person or a person of color or this or that and nothing that looks like me, I'm left behind. And that's not the way it's to look. We're all in this together. We want to answer the question together. So that's what they did with this call. 190,000 people, including Pete Buttigieg was there.
Yes.
Mark Hamill.
Yes.
AKA Luke Skywalker.
Exactly.
To have a conversation. But guess who didn't like that?
Elon didn't like it.
Oh, he hated it so much.
So he suspended the Dudes for Harris account.
Correct.
On Twitter.
Correct. And this is not the first time he's done this, something like this. He is in several other occasions has suspended the accounts of journalists who are critical of him, which, I mean, that's, what does that sound like to you?
Sounds like Trump.
Oh, I was going to say it sounds like Putin.
Oh, that too.
I mean,
and Viktor Orban from Hungary.
Yeah. I mean, he, and then of course, as soon as people start noticing and people start making a thing, it's back and it's back. Dudes for Harris is on Twitter again. It is a protected account now. You have to be approved by them, but I mean,
he's the censor in chief, man.
How do you talk about freedom and liberty and all those things? And this is what a petty kid does.
Well, and he allows all of this other hateful speech on Twitter because it's all about free speech. And this is just about an organizing educational opportunity and that he suspends.
Yeah.
There's just, it's just blatant to me.
Because he views it, and I'm going to use the, he said it before, and he used this with regard to his daughter, who he refers to as his dead son, which is disgusting.
Right.
He views it as the woke mind virus, which, by the way, I thought you were supposed to be like innovative and cool, and you're using a tired term like woke mind virus. It's about free. If you don't like the idea, that's fine, but they're not posing a problem. They're not threatening. They're threatening nothing. You're a billionaire anyways.
Right.
It doesn't matter who the president is anyways. You're going to be free and rich.
I think he has other agendas just being other than just being rich. That might just be me.
I said this years ago. He's a Bond villain, and here we go.
Galvin, what do you want to say?
So there's this liberal internet creator I follow that, following the assassination attempt on Trump, made a very distasteful joke about one of the people that was killed, and someone brought it to the attention of Elon, and Elon immediately said, "You're right, this is not advertiser friendly," and his account was demonetized within 10 minutes. The same creator then brought up tweets from right-wing creators following the attack on Paul Pelosi.
Oh, yeah.
And Elon's reply to that was, "Well, it's the advertiser's decision." So he is spineless. He's a coward. He doesn't even have a firm stance on anything.
Yeah.
And let's not forget Paul Pelosi, 83-year-old man, attacked in his home with a guy by a guy with a hammer who is looking for Nancy Pelosi.
And within 48 hours.
The jokes.
Yeah.
The jokes. And they continued to joke about that at rallies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, Elon's very selective about what is offensive and what is free speech. And there's nothing innovative about Elon Musk. He buys other people's ideas.
Well, and that's
he funds other people's innovations.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing he has invented. He has done nothing special. He just has money. And you know, we got limited time today, so I'm just going to say, Google Elon Musk's parents' money, and you'll find out a lot about where they come from. And he doesn't like to talk about it because it's not very savory. So, yeah, once again, arbiter of freedom, very thin skin.
Oh, extremely, extremely. So let's all make jokes today.
Yeah.
About Elon on Twitter.
At Elon Musk. Go for it.
I also heard, and I haven't been able to verify this, that he hates the fact that people are refusing to call Twitter the other thing.
Yeah, he tweeted. He's like, when's the last time you called it Twitter? And people were just like, 4 seconds ago, just tweeting back immediately. It's like,
that makes me so happy.
You ruined it by buying it. You made it even dumber by calling it X.
Yes.
I hate calling it X.
Well, we will never call it that on this program.
I sometimes do.
You slip. You slip. We all slip. I understand. All right. News is on the way. And when we return, we're going to learn all about Rally Round the Markers going on in Waukesha County. I hope you will stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Delighted to have our two guests join me in the studio right now. So if you're looking for Greg Bach and you don't see him on camera, we had to kick him out. Linda Hansen and Nikki Shiro from the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum are here. Good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, tell us about, I got this email from you guys about Rally Round the Markers. I had never heard of this. And this is not the first year for this event, is it?
That's correct. No, we've been doing it for 3 years now. Three summers.
So what is involved in Rally Round the Markers, Linda?
Well, basically, because of my background, I'm in charge of the historic markers for Waukesha County, and I have a racing background.
You do?
And so I decided to blend those two together and make a road rally out of it.
What is your racing background?
I do autocross. Not everybody knows what that is, but it's basically racing against a clock one car at a time.
Do you still do that?
I don't. I quit a couple of years ago. But I did it for 45 years.
You did?
Yeah.
So when did you stop? How old were you when you stopped?
About 67.
You're my idol. That's really cool.
It was fun.
That is real. How on earth did you get involved in something like that?
My husband. We'll blame him.
So what does that involve? So you're driving a course and you're just up against a clock.
Yeah, like say you've got a big parking lot and you've got all these cones set up and you have to know the right way to go in and out of them. And so you start at the beginning, you go all the way around, you finish, and then they give you your time and then you compete against other cars that are like yours.
That sounds like so much fun.
My son said she should lead with that anytime she introduces herself.
Absolutely.
It's like, hi, I'm Linda. I'm a racer.
I'm a race car driver. You should have a jacket with a bunch of...
Oh, I should have brought my jacket. Yeah, I do have a jacket.
Oh, that is fantastic. So you decided to combine Waukesha's historical markers and kind of make it a road rally. This is not a race, though.
No.
Rally Round the Markers is not a race.
It's not a race at all. You can take your time, take however much time you want. All that's important is that you get the answers to the questions.
So I download a form. Mm-hmm.
can do that way.
Mm-hmm. There's two ways to do it. So on our website, you can download the form, and that's right on our the link to where to go on our website is right on our front page, and or you can come to the museum. We have some printed out, so you can pick it up. And we're at 101 West Main Street here in Waukesha. And our website.
And we'll get this included in the show notes.
Okay.
Greg will put this up after the show is over. It takes about 45 minutes. So if people have questions and they want to go to the website, that Perfect. Will all be up there. So you can find out about Rally Round the Markers. So you either go to the museum and you pick up your form, or you can download it on the web. And what does that look like? What does that all entail?
What are you talking about?
About the form.
Exactly.
The
form?
Do you take
it with you, because you have to, and you have to have a navigator, one person driving and a navigator, and your whole family in the back seat if you want to, because it's a fun family activity.
Sure.
But you have to have your form so that there are directions on there that tell you turn here, turn there, go straight, whatever the direction is. And your navigator needs to keep up with that and keep you going so that you know where you're going.
So there's no GPS using?
No GPS.
GPS allowed. No computers.
Yep.
Nothing. Can I use a regular map?
I suppose you could if you wanted to.
But all you have to do is follow the instructions.
Just have to follow the instructions, yeah. Because there are questions that come in between the markers, and if you go the wrong way, you're never going to see them. So now you've just missed a bunch of questions.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
That is great. What are some of the highlights of some of the historical markers, would you say?
Oh, my gosh. We have so many. We have about 80 markers in the county right now.
Wow.
The first rally, we did the southern part of the county. The second rally, we did Lake Country. And the third one, we're doing north part of the county. And we're going through four different cities.
Which cities are those?
Brookfield, Lisbon, Lannan, and Merton.
What a great way to get out and about and just, right? I mean, Waukesha County is a large county.
It is very large.
It really is.
Very large.
And yeah. I think a lot of people, again, we don't get outside in our own backyards enough mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. explore what's right behind us or 2 miles away.
Well, and what's lovely is, again, not using GPS, really having to be very thoughtful and what's around you. So you're looking deeper. So the rally around the markers, I mean, the markers are great, but it's also letting you, like you said, explore your own backyard, which is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. And there is also value in getting lost.
Isn't there?
I do it all the time.
But there is. I mean, back in the day, before we had GPS and all of those things, that's how I learned my way around the city of Milwaukee, was by getting lost.
Yes. Yes.
Over and over.
Turn around.
I'm with you there. Mm-hmm.
If you're just joining us, Nikki Shiro and Linda Hansen are here from the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum, and we're talking about Rally Round the Markers. It is an opportunity for you to jump in the car along with your family. You download their little rally form that will give you directions. No cheating. No GPS. You got to work with your navigator, and then you get to answer questions along the way. And is there a big grand prize, or is this
then
just...
If you turn your answers into us and we get to look and see, you know, how well you did, the people that got 100% on them will be put into a number generator. Because if there's a lot of people, you know, we don't give away probably more than 3 prizes.
Sure.
But there are prizes, historical prizes for each one.
Oh, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people took part last year?
We didn't do it last year.
We didn't do it last year. No, we did it the year before that. And I don't really know how many we had that year, because I think that year people were taking it for granted that they could just go and they didn't really have to answer things, so they didn't turn it back in.
Oh, got to turn in your homework, folks.
But the first year we had about 50 people.
That's great.
Participated, so that was great.
Wow, that's a real good beginning.
Yeah.
We'd like to see if we can double that for you and
That'd
get at least, again,
it
at least get 100 people involved and a chance to at least have bragging rights.
That's right.
If nothing else, that you rallied round the markers. Can you share some of the important historical things that are in Waukesha County?
Well, one of the signs that we come upon first is in Brookfield, and that's about the Ingalls family. I forget what their first name is.
Carolyn
Ingalls. Yes, she was the mom in Little House on the Prairie,
basically.
Yeah. So she's pretty famous in this
county. That's cool.
Yeah.
She was born in Brookfield.
I never knew that.
Yep. Yep. Big farm in Brookfield, signs right where the farm used to be.
So that's one of them. What else would you think would be one of the highlights of the historical markers?
Gosh,
just in general or the rally?
Just in general and the rally.
Well, you know, we're the home of the Wizard of Waukesha. So Les Paul.
Of course.
Yep, of course.
What other super cool? We're looking at doing one for the Octagon House.
We're doing a historical marker right now for the Octagon House. That's in Pewaukee. Nobody, I don't think, other than people who live in Pewaukee, actually know that that exists.
And what is the provenance of that property?
Oh, it goes back to the 1840s.
Wow.
It's been there a very long time. And it was built at the time when people were building Octagon houses, especially on the East Coast. And when people moved here, they decided to build them here. So we have 19 left in the state of Wisconsin.
So that was a style of architecture at the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I bet that was very, very cutting edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
At that time.
Very different. It still kind of catches you when you see it first time. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Nikki Shiro and Linda Hansen are here from the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum talking about Rally Round the Markers, which is underway now, right?
It is.
And then when is the deadline to turn in your homework?
That will be Labor Day.
Labor Day.
So you have time.
You got time
you
yet.
Have time. Another month now. So.
And what a wonderful way to do something with your kids that doesn't involve a screen. And I don't know, you might talk to each other.
Oh, what a concept.
when you're in the car, instead of everyone looking down at their screens all the time.
This was first developed when we were in COVID, the very first year.
We were
into it, and we developed it because people could get in their car, and they didn't have to get out.
And people wanted some reason to get out.
They wanted to go out.
Yeah, they wanted to go out for sure.
Not most people.
Well, and then reading the historical marker. So you navigate to that marker, and then you're going to read about Ma Ingalls and her family. And then that's a really good conversation point. Like, what did you learn? What was exciting? What was something that was that you never knew before? What was the best part? So, again, those conversations you can have with whomever you're going with.
It's another way for us to give our history out without people having to come to our museum. We love for them to come.
Sure.
But beyond that, if they want to go out and see our historical markers, they're learning a lot about this county.
Well, and what a wonderful sneaky way for parents to include something educational over the summer.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Just kind of slip it in there. It's like, we're going to go for a drive, kids, and we'll get some ice cream and we'll stop somewhere. And then, oh, look at this wonderful thing. Let's stop here and look at it and read it and talk about it. That's fantastic.
Well, and then even thinking about how they can share their stories. How can you share your stories with you make your own little marker.
Yeah.
And acknowledge those pieces too.
Right. What do you think is the crowning jewel at the Waukesha County Historical Society itself? What are some of the favorite artifacts that you have? I'm sure it's like picking a favorite child.
It's so funny because when I'm introducing people to the museum, I, you know, say that, you know, as a parent, you can't say you have your favorite child. And as a museum director, I can't say I have my favorite exhibit, but I go, Les Paul. So it's so funny because it depends on who you're asking. So for me, Les Paul. If you ask John, say his last name for me properly.
Shakenick.
Yes. It would be the Springs.
The Springs.
The
yes.
Springs. It would be, what is yours, Linda?
Well,
can you get up on your mic a little bit, Linda?
I'm really getting to like the new egg culture part of the museum, the exhibit that we have going right now. It's just very interesting. You learn a lot about the dairy state and the agriculture that took place around here in the early days.
Do you, like so many museums, have an overabundance of wonderful things that you simply can't display everything all at one time?
Absolutely. Yeah. And as we share with on social media, like an exhibit is going down, you know, people are sad. It's like, but there's so many stories. There's so many stories. So we were just talking about the joys and the frustration of technology. Like, and one of the goals is as we as technology is evolving, like how can we keep some of those stories a bit more in the forefront, even though the objects may be in our collection in the basement.
Sure.
It's an ongoing bit.
I bet it is. And again, it's got to be difficult trying to rotate everything. And I know the Milwaukee Public Museum has thousands and thousands and thousands of things that they're simply there simply is not enough room to display everything all at one time.
No.
And
well, and kind of add to that, museums and the three-dimensional artifacts can also be for research. And so you may not necessarily want to
put it on display. Sure.
But why do, you know, questions people have, like, why do you have it if it's not on display? It can be also be used for research. Or we have a new curator. He puts all sorts of stuff out. We go, yes, come in every day. I'm like, what does Zach do now? This is amazing.
What's that?
If people are interested in joining the Waukesha County Historical Society, they would go to your website, I assume.
Come to our website or come to the museum.
And what about volunteering? I'm sure you.
I'm a volunteer.
You must live on volunteers.
Yeah, we do live on volunteers. We are solely funded through donations and membership. The county doesn't fund us anymore. So yes, we could not do the great work that's been done without the volunteers.
Well, thank you for your dedication and for volunteering for this. It's critically important that we keep our history and remember our history.
It is, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, get out in the car, get the family together, get your navigator, get your rally map, and head out around Waukesha County for Rally Round the Markers. Nikki Shiro and Linda Hansen, my guests this morning. Ladies, thank you so very much for coming in. Linda, we're going to drag race one of these days. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Say
it.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Thanks again to our guests, Nikki Shiro and Linda Hansen from the Waukesha County Historical Society. Like I said, if you're interested in finding out more, maybe being a volunteer or joining the Historical Society or taking part in Rally Round the Markers, which really does sound like a cool thing to do with your family, your kids, I think that could be a lot of fun. We will have that. All the links will be in our show notes. Give Greg about 45 minutes.
Oh, I'm already working at him.
Oh, he's so fast. He's so fast.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics, which are underway.
Yes, indeed.
And I want to give a shout out to the United States men's gymnastics team, which after 16 years, they finally medaled last night.
That's awesome.
They took bronze, but that's great.
More than anyone in this building can do.
Yes.
That's how I always see people like, oh, we got bronze. Oh, you can do better?
Yeah. It's really impressive. And again, they've struggled for a long time. The women's team just seems to have eclipsed them a long time ago. But this is a great accomplishment for the U.S. men's gymnastics team. So well done. Way to go, guys. I did catch some of the performances. That pommel horse thing is nuts.
Yeah, I saw them going crazy about this dude who looks like a baby, by the way.
I know.
They like, someone said, oh, he pommeled the heck out of that horse. I'm like, that seems naughty, but.
Medal counts right now. The U.S. is leading with 20. Mm-hmm. France is second with 16. Japan is third with 12.
They're at 17 now.
Oh, they're at 17. U.S. has 3 golds, 2 in swimming, 1 for fencing.
Fence.
En garde. Just a suggestion.
In France, you'd think they'd say that.
I know.
Yeah.
Just fence is that it's underwhelming. France has 5 golds and Japan has 6. And of course, it's important to remember as well that we probably have the most athletes there.
We do. 594.
Yeah, there's a lot of us.
It filled the boat. It on the Seine.
I'm sure it did. And tonight, the women's gymnastics team will be competing for the team event.
Yeah.
And Simone Biles will be back out on the floor. It is really impressive. There are five elements named after her.
Like scientific elements?
No, like gymnastics elements.
Gotcha.
Moves, sorry. Particular moves.
I feel like a dork now.
Five. She has the Biles 1 floor, the Biles 1 vault, which she debuted in 2018, the Biles beam, which she debuted in 2019, and then the Biles 2 floor, the Biles 2 vault. I'm not exactly sure what that all means. All I know is I couldn't do any of those things.
I couldn't tell you what those things are. I want to give her a sixth element, though, a very important one. The Biles taking care of herself.
Yes.
Because she, along with Naomi Osaka, some time ago, came out and said, this is hard. I need a break. I need to take care of myself or it won't be good. And that, to me, is something she still gets hate for.
Which is remarkable to me.
I mean, it's... well,
but people just dumped all over her.
Yeah. This is like the... this is the sweetest person, I think, maybe in the world. When her husband, whom I can't remember his name, I'm sorry.
He plays football.
He played for the Packers. She was about Green Bay. She was there every game. She was walking around when Taylor... no offense to Taylor, when Taylor has to be private and secured room. Right. But Simone was on the field, high-fiving, smiling, taking pictures. And as soon as her husband got traded to the Bears, she became the biggest Bears fan, yeah. Which that's amazing, too, because she just loves this. It's, oh.
Well, and the reason why she dropped out a couple of years ago is because she said she was losing her place when she's in the air.
Yeah.
So think about that. It is, and again, I can't even fathom accomplishing these tricks that they do. I was never even able to do a cartwheel. So if you're doing three somersaults in the air and you don't know where you are, is my head up or is it down?
Yeah.
You can kill yourself.
Yeah. The speed with which you travel doing that kind of work is fast and dangerous.
Yes.
So when someone comes forth and says, I need to take a moment or take a step back, I should say a moment, take a step back, rework it all, get myself right, and I'll come back. That's cause for celebration. That's cause for, we talk about wanting to think about mental health in this country, but we still have a horrible relationship with it. So that's why I said that. Simone Biles, good on you. Good on being an inspiration for a lot of people to, well, Simone Biles can take a step back from all this success and I'm sure good money. Then there's no reason why I can't just take a moment, seek out some help if I need it.
Absolutely.
This is not, by the way, where I wanted to take it. But to me, I, even though she probably stands to my, you know, lower chest, I look up to her.
Good for you. So do I.
Yeah.
So do I. What an accomplished, poised
young
person who knew enough to recognize her own capabilities at that point in time. Because she probably could have pushed through it.
I'm sure there's a lot of people
And made herself do it.
And I'm sure there were a lot of people saying, Simone, we got...
you sure want to... yeah, you sure want to drop out? That's really a mistake. That's really a mistake.
We have endorsements. We have a lot going on. It's like, no, nothing trumps your mental health.
Good on her.
Yep.
Good on her. I did just find an article in the Washington Post that actually has illustrations of these five moves that are named after Simone Biles. I don't know how anyone... person's body can do those things. I actually cry when I watch gymnastics. Because I think it's so, I think it's a remarkable feat.
And the thing is like when you see something that's absolutely amazing as lay people, like we don't understand what goes into that. Then if you are an expert and you were impressed by that, that's how, like, it's amazing to watch it from my point of view. Cause I, like you, I have no idea. I could do a cartwheel if I really tried, and I would probably not do well. But when you are an expert and you listen to those commentators talking about it and the fact they are so impressed, and these are people who have been watching this their
for
whole
decades.
Lives.
Yeah. Yep.
I take even more stock when they're impressed. It's like they can see everything. And it's just amazing. And I'm wishing them the best of luck. I'm hopefully going to be home in time. I'm on board. I'm watching the Olympics.
He was all Mr. Kelvin. He was all Mr. Skeptical about watching the Olympics. And now he's completely there.
USA!
Which is fantastic.
USA!
All right. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day. We'll see you in the morning.